The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus sends his disciples out to teach and heal, they minister among large numbers of people. Their work is motivated by Christ's desire to be among those in need. The Gospel lesson. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. So the boys and girls who are tuning in today by live stream will note that I have a shepherd's crook with me this morning. And you know, this is a very handy gadget for shepherds to use. It has several different functions. First of all, the hook at the top can be used to rescue a sheep or a lamb out of a hole. The long portion here can be used to kind of herd the sheep and keep them together, and then of course the blunt end can be used to defend against wolves. So a lot of ways that a shepherd can use this piece of equipment. So I wonder what would happen to the sheep if they didn't have a shepherd to watch out for them. Well, the shepherd can rescue and guide and protect their sheep. And sheep without a shepherd can get themselves into some serious trouble. Jesus once ran into a large crowd by the Sea of Galilee, as we just read in the 6th chapter of Mark. It says, he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Can you guess what kind of help the people needed because they didn't have a shepherd? Well, Jesus decided to teach them many things and to heal anyone who was sick, as we read in the Gospel of Mark. And so in this way, he guided them and he rescued them, just like a good shepherd would do. Jesus wants to be a good shepherd for you and I as well. And he promises to guide and to heal anyone who trusts in him. Let's close with a prayer. Father in heaven, today we celebrate your Son as the Good Shepherd who has compassion on his people. We thank you for his healing and his rescuing love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, not many movies require an actor to learn Aramaic and to be covered in fake blood. But One film I can recall did just that. Released in 2004, the movie received 3 Academy Award nominations. Extremely bloody and violent, it did very well at the box office, grossing more than $600 million. Now, surprisingly, it wasn't a horror movie. Instead, it was a religious movie. I remember taking a group from St. Mark's in Hampstead, where I was pastor at the time. We went to see the movie as a group and then returned to the church for a discussion and refreshments afterwards. Can anyone guess the movie that I'm referring to? What is it? Passion of the Christ. Right, exactly that. Written and directed by Mel Gibson. The movie portrays the life and death of Jesus, particularly the last 12 hours of his life. And I remember the scenes of Jesus being flogged and crucified are presented in graphic detail, very hard to watch. Now, Mel Gibson is working on a sequel, which will probably be called The Passion of the Christ Resurrection. And it will focus on the 3 days between the death and resurrection of Jesus. It's scheduled to be released sometime next year. The actor playing Jesus for the second time, Jim Caviezel, says it's going to be the biggest film in history. So high praise indeed. The word passion comes from the Latin word passio, which means suffering. And we sometimes forget that when we speak of a romantic passion or the passion that someone has for a hobby or their local sports team. But the root of the word passion is suffering, which was made very clear in the Passion of the Christ. The Gospel of Mark tells us, as I just read, that when Jesus encountered a large crowd, he had compassion for them. Now, this verse doesn't come from the story of his last 12 hours. Instead, it comes from a time much earlier in his ministry when Jesus was in the region called Galilee. I think a movie about this period of time in Jesus' ministry might be called The Compassion of Christ. Compassion is such an important word in Scripture, and it doesn't take long to figure out what it means. As I said, passio means suffering, and the prefix com means with. So you put the two together, and you get with suffering or suffering with. And so Jesus shows compassion towards the people around him, which means that he suffers with them. Jesus and his disciples are traveling through the countryside, casting out demons and curing the sick. And Mark tells us they're working so hard they don't even have time for a meal. So Jesus calls the apostles and they hop into a boat with him and go away to a deserted place across the Sea of Galilee to enjoy some rest and relaxation. But their plans are quickly derailed. The desperately needy people of the region see where Jesus is heading, and they head out and hurry there on ahead of him. And so when his boat reaches the shore, there's a huge crowd waiting for him. Although Jesus is weary, he somehow avoids being annoyed that his much-deserved day off is being interrupted. He isn't irritated that these people are unable to help themselves. He isn't even frustrated that the need all around him is so enormous. No, Jesus has compassion on the people. He suffers with them, the compassion of the Christ. Switching languages, we can go even deeper The Gospel of Mark was written first in Greek, and the Greek word for compassion is even more graphic than the Latin word. It means to be moved by something so strongly that you feel it deep in your stomach, deep in your guts. Jesus has a sympathetic awareness of the distress of people around him. Combined with a strong desire to alleviate it, he feels compassion not just in his heart, but in his gut. Mark tells us that he has compassion because the people are like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Jesus becomes their good shepherd, the one who invites the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. He's just like the Lord of Psalm 23, who makes his people lie down in green pastures. Our good shepherd has come to us in Jesus. And this is truly good news, but it leaves a set of questions for us to answer. Do we have the compassion of Christ? Are we willing to suffer with the hurting people around us? Do we feel the compassion of Jesus deep in our gut? You know, even though the United States is a wealthy country, 35 million Americans are unable to acquire enough food to meet their needs. Over 13 million households experienced food insecurity in 2019, a problem that was made only worse by the pandemic. And tragically, households with children are more likely to face hunger than households without children. When Jesus faces a hungry crowd, he feeds them, simple as that. In fact, the only miracle he performs that's recorded in all four of the Gospels is the feeding of the large group of hungry people. He feels compassion and acts on it. You may remember the little free libraries that were popular a few years ago. People would put these house-shaped boxes outside their homes or businesses or churches and fill them with books for people to borrow. Now, in the pandemic, some of these libraries were turned into little free pantries and then filled with food for hungry neighbors to take as they had need. Canned goods and other non-perishable food were picked up throughout some very difficult months and then replenished by caring people who kept their eyes on the pantries. Such people were acting with the compassion of Christ. In our gospel text, Jesus also makes the point of healing people. After the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus and his disciples cross the Sea of Galilee again. And when they land at Gennesaret, the people of the region recognize him and they begin to bring the sick on mats to wherever he is. The sick begin to touch the fringe of his cloak. And Mark tells us that all who touched it are healed. Jesus does his healing among the rich and poor, the undeserving and the deserving, adults and children, all who come into contact with his cloak are healed. The cloak of Jesus is being touched in Nashville, where the Connectus Priest Lake Family and Women's Health Center provides free health care to uninsured residents in the city and surrounding area. It is a nonprofit founded on the values of compassion and community. You see, healing is about people. And when we support free clinics or work to expand medical access in our communities, we are suffering with our neighbors in need. We are being part of the cloak of Jesus in the world today. Our challenge is always to suffer with people as Jesus does. Jesus feels compassion deep in his gut and helps everyone without discrimination, without asking why they need help in the first place. Here at First Lutheran Church of Nashville, there is much that we can do to help as we join Jesus in feeling compassion deep in our gut. And to be sure, compassion is very definitely part of the DNA of this congregation. As we partner with the Jones Padilla School to stock the community refrigerator, a kind of little food pantry. As we provide shelter here in the church in conjunction with Room in the Inn. And as some of you volunteers provide meals for those clients addressing homelessness and hunger in our community. We can support free clinics like Connectus Priest Lake Clinic here in Nashville, volunteer with Lutheran Disaster Relief in the Southeastern Synod, support international efforts through Lutheran World Relief, or plan a mission trip through an organization like YouthWorks, such as our friends from Grace of God Lutheran Church are doing. The opportunities to show compassion are virtually endless. Wherever Jesus went, says Mark, needy people begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Yes, all who touched it were healed. Jesus healed everyone without discrimination. Wherever Jesus went, he suffered with people and did what he could to help them. Our challenge is to assist people in the very same way with the compassion of the Christ. So, my friends, our takeaway for today is that when we offer food to the hungry or medical care to the poor or help in times of disaster, we indeed are showing the compassion of the Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as you are able, and let's join in singing together our hymn of the day.